Want more Hamish in Paris?
Download the Hit app.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
You weren't with us last year, Paris, but I decided last year that I would start singing Christmas songs in the weeks lead up to Christmas.
Yeah, obviously I wasn't here, because if I was, I would have put a stop to that real quick.
If you were here for that last year, you wouldn't be here for it this year.
Yeah.
You would have either taken holidays or just gone. If he's bringing back the songs, I'm out.
Well, that's what your old co-host did, so
pretty
makes
much
sense.
Yeah, that's right. So I've decided to sing another song today. I've reworked another Christmas song. Now, we all know and love the song, and I think Michael Bublé has done it. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Of course, Michael Bublé's done it.
He's done every Christmas song.
I'm dreaming. No, that's the wrong one.
Yeah,
but he sounds a bit like that.
Yes, he does. He does. So what I've done is I've taken that song and I've thrown my lyrics in to it. So instead of it being called It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas, I've gone with It's Beginning to Get Extremely Expensive, because
it
gets so expensive at Christmas time. It is ridiculous.
Fair enough.
So sit back, relax, or just turn the radio down as I fumble my way through the first of my Christmas songs for 2018. Enjoy. It's beginning to get extremely expensive everywhere you go. Take a look in the bank account, less going and then coming out. With Afterpay, they'll get you soon, you know. It's beginning to get extremely expensive, spending in every store. But the prettiest sight you'll see is the card from Nana B, with a tenner in there or maybe even more. An army jeep with headlights, a real dino that bites, is the wish of Adam and Sam. If I get them that, eating food for the cat will be instead of some ham. Why aren't you old enough to get a job? We're in a real jam. Why don't you start paying some rent now, please, Adam and Sam? And I think I finished right about there.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that was a Christmas carol or a cry for help. Amy, you okay?
It's a little from column A, a little from column B.
Seems so.
So, Paris, we haven't seen each other really for the last couple of weeks.
No, we haven't. We've been maintaining a long-distance relationship, some would say.
Yes, that is true. We have been emailing and texting, though, because a lot of people at this time of year think about what they're going to do in 2019, have plans for 2019. They cast their thoughts ahead.
New Year's resolution. Maybe we're going to work on our fit bods, you know, or start eating healthy. Maybe stop eating Maccas once a day. That's what I do.
Okay, well, I'm going to give that a big no on all fronts as far as that's concerned. But what I want to do is come back strong in 2019 and come back strong on Australia Day. Something for Australia Day.
Yeah, Aussie Day.
And there is nothing more Australian than having a beer on Australia Day. And we had
totally
a thought
agree.
Whilst we were both separated over the last couple of weeks that maybe, just maybe, we should create our very own beer.
Yeah, because I love cracking open a cold one, as some say, or having a pint poured for me. However, I just haven't found the perfect beer. I've found many beer that I like, but the one for me, I'm not even sure if it's out there yet.
So we have decided to get Adrian from Four Brothers Brewing on the line. How are you?
Good, thanks, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, very well. Thank you, mate. We want to create our very own beer. We understand that you can help.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. I can make whatever you like, really.
Ooh, okay. Look,
whatever we like.
We have
interesting.
We've gone through a vigorous testing phase over the last couple of weeks on beers that we want to create for Australia Day. And I think there is probably one thing that is perfect and sums up Australia. Some would say we stole it from New Zealand, but
not me. I would not say that.
Those guys are liars. They don't know what they're talking about. We have decided that maybe, just maybe, a beer with a slight Pavlova flavour would be the go.
The mighty Pav is what we're after.
Is that something that you can do?
Yeah, we can definitely give it a crack anyway. If you think you haven't met the right beer yet, then maybe a Pavlova flavoured beer might be the one for you, Paris.
Look, I'm no professional beer brewer, but when I close my eyes and imagine what my future holds, I'm imagining a creamy undertone with kiwi fruit, strawberry, and a lot of Aussie spirit. Does that sound right to you?
Oh, sounds about right. I think a bit more passion fruit in there would go all right.
Oh, yes.
Okay, Adrian, one up me. That's fine.
Adrian knows his Pav. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Okay, so what is involved in the process, Adrian, now? I mean, we've given you the thought starter. Where do you go from here?
Yeah, I think I've got a few ideas that we might make a cream ale, so that'll give the creamy undertones you're looking for.
Yes.
Put a bit, some oats in there, get a bit smooth. Some lactose to give it some sweetness, and then I think at the end of fermentation, I think we'll add some passion fruits and maybe some late hops as well that give a slight passion fruit flavour.
Fermentation, we know it well as professional beer brewers. I cannot wait. Thank you for helping us out with this one, Adrian, because I'm, as I said, picturing future me drinking a Pavlova beer and it just feels right.
Now, if you start this process, will it be ready for Australia Day?
Definitely will be. Yep, we've got made sure we've got plenty of time to get it done by Australia Day.
Yes.
There's a beer festival up in Toowoomba here at Clifford Park on Australia Day, so I think we'll be pouring it there for the very first time.
That sounds like a fantastic idea, and it gives us a plan to work towards. That is brilliant. Mate, thank you very much for your time. Now, if anybody's keen to find out more about what you guys are about, how can they go about doing it?
Well, we're on all the social medias, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. So if you're on any of those, you should find us there pretty easily. Otherwise, you can jump on our website or find us down on Brook Street in North Toowoomba, where our little brewery is open Friday through to Sunday.
Go and check it out. Four Brothers Brewing is who they are. Adrian, thanks for your time this morning.
Not a problem, guys. I'll hopefully see you down here for a brew day to make this beer soon.
I'm going to be the last person to judge anyone for how they raise their kids, number one, because I don't have kids. Mm-hmm. However, if your child is spending more than 2 hours a day on a screen device, then you could be facing some future issues,
really?
Right? Yeah, let me fill you in. The federal government in the United States has launched a first-of-its-kind study into how screen time affects children's brains. And basically, it took place in 21 sites across the US, so it's a really big study, 11,000 kids in it. They've said that if you're spending over 2 hours on screen as a child, then it will lead to some brain melting type effects. Not literally melting, but some pretty shocking stuff. Dr. Gaia Dowling from the study has said, we don't know if it's being caused directly by the screen time or how bad it is, but it won't be until we follow them over time that we will see if there are terrible outcomes, you know, things happening that are associated with the differences that we're seeing in this single snapshot. Says children younger than 18 to 24 months are now recommended to avoid digital media completely, except the use of video chatting.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So they can't be, if they're 18 to 24 months, don't put them in front of the iPad, is what they're saying, not me. It's not my words.
So not any more than 2 hours a day. You know, that's 2 hours of peace and quiet, just saying. But I understand that. But do you think it's just like back in my day, people were saying the same sort of thing about watching TV. If you watch TV for any more than 2 hours a day or whatever, then that's going to hurt your brain.
But probably back in your day, people weren't watching TV for that long comparison to now.
Yeah.
I mean, you're watching it for hours, but now when you leave the house, you can still have a screen in front of you, and it wasn't that way.
Yeah, there's more access.
You couldn't have it that way back then. I will say, however, though, I got one of those iPhone notifications telling me what my average screen time use was yesterday.
How'd that go for you?
4 hours.
4 hours? Oh, mine's at 2 hours and 5 minutes, and I thought that was a lot.
To be fair, I watch a lot of Netflix on my phone, but I'm still going to claim it as terrible, and I need to work on it.
Yeah, you do. In the past, Paris, we've done shower thoughts.
Oh, shower thoughts. I haven't washed in months.
I know. We had to get rid of the shower cubicles in the studio because we got complaints. People just thought it wasn't realistic that we would have shower cubicles in the radio station or in the studio and we would be showering and just sprouting random thoughts at the same time.
Quite upsetting, really.
Yeah. So we moved on to lawnmower musings.
That's a good one.
A couple of ride-on lawnmowers in here in the studio. As it turns out, more complaints. People didn't believe we had the lawnmowers in here. Can you believe that?
No, I definitely can't believe that one. Obviously, we're in an outdoor mezzanine setting right now.
Yeah, exactly. Having a chat whilst patting a cat came in next. However, you don't like cats.
I'm allergic to cats, all right? I actually met a cat I liked, but it was never going to work out because of the allergy issue.
Thinking deep whilst herding sheep was
one thing we did.
It's a lot of effort.
It's a lot of effort to
Little
get.
Little Bo Peep, yeah. She was mad at us stealing her brand.
We stole her brand and her sheep. So today, and this is the last time we'll ever do this. This is it. This is over. After this, no more. No more deep thoughts or any sort of thoughts from us.
This is sad.
So I thought we'd go out on a high, and we'd go out in the spirit of Christmas. So I've organised some carolers to come into the studio and start singing. So that's it. There we go. Isn't that lovely? So we've got conversations whilst caroling.
Oh, I like that. Caroling conversations.
Yes, exactly.
Nice.
Here's one. You know what? You never realise how often you use a particular muscle until you pull it.
Oh, fully agree with that one. You know, instead of a mummy's curse,
yep.
In a couple hundred years when archaeologists are sifting through their data,
yep.
On our old computers, someone's going to accidentally unleash an ancient computer virus.
Ah, yes.
That'll be the worst.
It will be the worst.
We don't have McAfee security.
No, that's right. That's right. You know what the most unrealistic thing about movies and TV shows is? That nobody makes any mistakes whilst talking.
Oh, that's so true. Unless the movie's specifically about someone with a stutter,
yeah,
or
that's
a lisp.
Right. That is correct.
That just doesn't happen.
Exactly.
Well, here's another one. Because language evolves, people thousands of years from now will barely understand what you and I are saying to
yep,
each other.
True.
And since understanding us will seem so complex, people will just assume that even our dumbest conversations and our stupidest Facebook posts were intricate and just way too difficult.
Full of depth. Yes, that is correct.
LOL.
Absolutely correct.
Hanging out. ROFL. Got to go, GTG.
Yeah, because I use a lot of that in common speak, as we both know. All right, one last one before these carolers have to pack up and go. If you walk around with just underwear on, then it's not really underwear, is it?
No. I would say it's under society's standard. It could just be underwear.
But you're not wearing it under anything.
No, you are not.
Oh, now that was a deep thought, and it's time for us to get out of here, and it's time to get these carolers out of here, more importantly.
Beat it. We're done with you, carolers.
Caroling conversations are over, and that is it for 2018. It's not coming back in 2019.
Want more Hamish and Paris? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.